Ladies and gentlemen, time now for trivia. WCHL, Freddie Kiger's here, and who else would you expect to be delivering your trivia question?
Well, thank you very much. It is an honor and a pleasure to be able to continue this service for WCHL.
Yeah, it is.
And to spend time with you.
I'm sure that's a big part of the bargain.
Well, it is.
Yeah. Just getting a chance to spend time with me is probably the most wonderful thing that's happened to you in the last 20 minutes.
I'm a flutter.
I could call you a lot worse.
Hey, you know what? And
what?
Once again, folks, this show without Annette, a high wire act, and yet we've stumbled once again into the perfect segue.
Really?
Yes, you and I talking and sharing compliments here. Mm-hmm. Our category today, housemates.
Housemates?
Housemates.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, Ron and I shared a house, Patterson Place,
long time ago.
Shady Lawn, two places here.
Two of them on Shady Lawn.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
818 and 858?
856.
856.
Yep. So, at any rate, we managed to survive. As far as I know, the houses managed to survive.
Yes.
And we managed to survive.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did. We continue to do such. And the person that I'm speaking with obviously did as well. Here we go. Here's our question.
I don't think you'd want to share a house with me now.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Bev might not be too cool with that. I don't know. She might be happy.
Get him out.
Housemates, when Michael Jordan was here at Carolina, he once shared a house with a future NBA center.
Mm-hmm.
Who played with the Cavs in Cleveland, a future PGA golfer who has won 20 PGA events, and a future Major League shortstop who signed with the Oakland A's. Name two of the three housemates I just described.
Talk about a star-studded house.
Holy smoke.
My goodness.
Michael's living with a future NBA center who played with the Cleveland Cavaliers, a future PGA golfer, and a future Major League shortstop who signed with the Oakland A's. Give us two of those three people. Call us. 919-929-WCHL.
All right. You get a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you're our first correct call.
You are good to go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right. Of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Boy, Freddie, you really hit on something here. A lot of people are excited about this. Michael Jordan shared a house with a former NBA star.
Right.
He went on to become a star in the NBA for the Cleveland Cavaliers. That would be Brad Daugherty.
Correct.
Also, what was the other part of your question?
PGA golfers won 20 PGA events.
Davis Love III.
Correct. And the shortstop that played at the beginning of his career with the Oakland A's.
The shortstop would have been, let me think. Give me a lint. Come on.
W?
Walt Weiss.
Walt Weiss!
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yes.
See, I didn't need much prompting.
No. You were there.
Yeah, that was amazing. It was four amazing athletes right there in the same
My goodness.
Same house.
Yeah. You can imagine laying around watching SportsCenter or Looney Tunes or whatever. Or imagine playing ping pong with any one of those four.
All of them really competitive.
You have to call up 911 in ahead of time because they were also competitive. I like ping pong, but it's tough jumping over the net to congratulate the victor afterwards.
True. And, you know, I feel sorry for the table as well.
Right, exactly.
And jump up on the table. But I would imagine that that was, I would imagine they had a lot of fun in that house.
Yes, I'm sure they did.
I would imagine there's a lot of interesting stuff that went on there.
Correct.
Hey, thank you, man.
Yes, sir. See you tomorrow.
All right.